All right, my friends, time once again to go through social media. It is Friday, March the 17th. I hope you're having a wonderful week. Looking forward to your weekend. So, dependability of science. This guy writes, science is only as dependable as those testifying to it. All institutions are merely the agents persisting them. Science doesn't say, this is true. It says emphatically, this is false. What's false is decidable. What's decidable is dependable. Okay, a little bit of a word salad there. I mean, I love out of science, of course. It's a wonderful epistemological methodology for combating natural brain-centric delusions about the universe. Fantastic. But we don't have science anymore, and we haven't had science for... I mean, you really could argue that science was co-opted during the Manhattan Project in the Second World War to produce nuclear weapons. But we haven't had science for two-plus generations. We've had government programs. And science run through the government is like, it's like calling government schools education. Education is when you are motivated to learn about the world in order to increase happiness and productivity. Government schools are not particularly educational. And when the government pays scientists, I mean, they're just not scientists anymore. Because either they're pursuing a truth that is irrelevant to the general population, in which case they're hobbyists. You know, like if I have a hobby of painting and it's irrelevant to the general population because nobody is interested in and buys my work, I'm not a painter, I'm a hobbyist. A painter is when you can make money to a large degree at your painting, or at least that's your full-time occupation, full-time passion. So either scientists are pursuing truths that are irrelevant to the general population, in which case they're government workers and technically they would be classified as hobbyists, or they are pursuing a particular agenda in order to make money for their superiors. I mean, or, you know, they're fighting it and, you know, they're part of a sort of vanguard. But yeah, I don't view what we have going on as science. Calling modern government institutions science, it's like calling this modern crony capitalism some sort of free market. I mean, there are a couple of vestiges here and there, but for the most part, it's all managed. All right. This is interesting. A gentle reminder from a longtime logger that people work hard to earn a living. That's a lot of work, man. That's a lot of work. Now, I mean, I remember because, as you know, I'm sure I did gold panning and prospecting when I was after high school. I graduated from high school early by taking some summer courses because I was just trying to claw my way out of that brain-deadening institution. And, of course, I went ended up spending a total of about 18 months working in hot and cold, sometimes in a warehouse and sometimes in minus 30 plus weather and sometimes, you know, incredibly hot, mouthfuls of bugs. I remember having to hump 80-pound sacks of earth over a whole pickup sticks worth of giant felled trees. I mean, that's hard work, man. And that was to find gold. And so, of course, many years later when I was had good girlfriends that we were shopping for jewelry and stuff, I'd be like, yeah, I know where this stuff comes from, man. It's pretty on your finger, but it's ugly in the hearts and minds of men. All right. So, I thought this was interesting. A federal judge has rejected the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission's attempts to claim that cryptocurrencies must be regulated by them, which is interesting and probably a positive thing, probably why Bitcoin jumped overnight. This one, is it true? I think it might be true. I've heard it in a bunch of different places. I've read it in an article or two. But Sandra Bullock, attractive woman. How do celebrities stay so young?
Explain what it is.
Well, it's this way in which one forces through microneedling. It's like a little roller with these. Some of you, I think many of you know it. And it pushes through the skin and ruptures the collagen and then boosts it. You look like a burn victim for a day, but then it pushes.
What are you pushing into the skin, Sarah?
Well, you push in whatever the facialist would like to insert into your pores.
But what is it?
It is an extraction from a piece of skin that came from a young person.
A young person.
Far, far away. And they somehow figured out how to extract.
It's foreskin from a Korean baby. Explain what it is.
Well, it's this way.
It's foreskin from a Korean baby. Is that true? Again, I've heard this, that there are a number of celebrities who are using child genital mutilation in order to stay young looking. Well, that's about as, that really is about as demonic a thing as you could possibly imagine. And I pass this almost without comment because it speaks for itself. Somebody wrote, just a reminder that Trump signed off on exponentially more money for COVID relief than Biden has for Ukraine. Yeah, of course, that money did stay in America and it was not directly for war. But yes, Trump was a huge spender and Trump did allow the COVID responses to run away from a lot of reason and evidence. All right. This I thought was good. Satan's go-to strategies for ruining a man include making him fixate on regret for the past or anxiety for the future. The aim in both cases is to remove you from the present where life can be lived and plunge you into a world in which you are powerless to act. Yes. I think you need a mean. People who don't think about the future live in this mammalian blur of the now. People who live in the future never get to live in the present. If you don't have any regret, you can't make better decisions in the future. But if you just live in regret, there's an Aristotelian mean for this kind of stuff. I thought this was very interesting. So this woman, I never know if it's this woman or just, says, trying to figure out how my husband knows about Bitcoin, car engines, world economy, inflation, politics, stock market, calorie deficit, etc., but never knows when and why I'm upset. Yeah. I mean, for women as a whole, having a love test called Know Why I'm Upset is a trap. And it says about the women that you don't understand what masculinity is. And that's fine. We can be as delightfully incomprehensible to you as you are to us. But the purpose of your husband is to understand the world and navigate to gain resources within that world so he can provide shelter and food and health care and dental care and resources to you and your shared children, right? That's the purpose of the man, is to go out there in the world to understand the risks, the dangers, the opportunities, the possibilities to gain resources to give to you and the children you share. So one of the terrible things that culture has done is try to have women look to their husbands for what their female friends should be providing, right? If a man tries to turn a woman into his male friends, it's defeminization to some degree, right? It's like a colony of testosterone. Whereas if a woman tries to turn a man into what her female friends, like, you can go and talk about your feelings and your upsets to your female friends if you want, but the man's job is to go out and hunt and gather and fight and gain resources and compete and win so that you and your kids can stay alive. And that's why your husband knows about Bitcoin. What is Bitcoin? Bitcoin is a resource. It's a store of value. What are car engines? Well, all of this stuff is to do. Well, calorie deficit, I'm not exactly sure what that is, but I assume that's something to do with dieting. So all but one of these things are about accessing, gaining, and winning resources in the real world so that you can have a car that you're currently sitting in and seatbelt and makeup and somebody can pay for the water and the sunglasses on top of your head, the water that you use to wash your hair and your clothing and all of that. And she's sad because she married a man who goes out and successfully gains resources in the world, because she doesn't know about these things, right? So she's not trying to figure out his world. She's not learning about Bitcoin, car engines, world economy, inflation, politics, stock market, blah, blah, blah. She's not learning about his world. But she expects him to learn about her world. Nope. If you're not willing to learn about Bitcoin, car engines, world economy, inflation, politics, stock market, and calorie deficits, right? Because you're in this particular more female world, right? You don't want to learn about all those things. Fantastic. Good. That's masculine and feminine differences in a generalized sense, right? But then expecting him to know why you're upset. No, he's facing the world so he can get resources from the world to keep your home comfortable and survive. And trying to turn a husband into a girlfriend is a form of cheating. It's a form of emasculation. You respect women for the beauty and treasures they bring to your world. You respect men for the beauty and treasures they bring to the world. You do not try to turn a husband into a girlfriend. I mean, you can try all you want, but it's one of these situations where if the woman succeeds and the husband is like, oh, tell me more about what you're upset and your feelings and blah, 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 then she gains a girlfriend, but she loses a husband. And their romantic life will suffer, her respect will suffer, their sex life will suffer. It's just this really bizarre thing. Again, I had this conversation like a quarter century ago with some girlfriend. He wanted to talk about, you know, feelings and upset and complicated relationship stuff with others. And it's like, oh, this is why God gave you girlfriends. Call up a girlfriend, right? And then what happens, of course, is that women, when they try to get all of this stuff from their boyfriend or their husband, they end up losing touch with their girlfriends because they don't need them as much anymore. And then the husband becomes the sole source of relationship analysis and feeling analysis, which is fine. I have no problem with relationship analysis and feeling analysis. It's a beautiful part of femininity. But what resources does it provide? It doesn't provide any direct resources. Right, so men gain their resources from the world. Women gain their resources from relationships. Again, totally generalized, but yeah, you understand the trend. So men focus on the world and women focus on relationships because that's where the gold is, that's where the food is, that's where the money is. And if he were to try to talk to her a lot about Bitcoin, she would say, I'm sorry, this doesn't really interest, like either directly or indirectly, she doesn't really interest me that much. And that would be fine. He wouldn't sit there and say, It's really awful that you don't know anything about all of these things that you're talking about, right? And so it's a lot in this sort of stuff. But she is trying to turn her husband into a girlfriend. And God help her if she succeeds. God help them both if she succeeds. Now, again, don't know if this is true or not. I simply put this forward. Cancer industry corruption of statistics. In the early 2000s, the British College of Oncologists recognized the five-year mortality rates following chemotherapy and or radiation treatment sat at about 2.3%, right? It's a very, very low death rate. The cancer industry, yes, it's an industry set up to find a way to manipulate its successes. How did they do that? By manufacturing new cancer classifications, such as cancer in situ and stage zero cancer. The only problem with this is that the actual definition of both is any abnormal cell where there is an absence of malignancy. Yeah, I mean, if you've ever had a cyst or something removed, they look at it and say, is it malignant? So now they're curing two more types of cancer that are not cancer at all to manipulate the statistics. As a result, modern-day five-year mortalities for cancer are knowingly and absolutely fabricated by way of false cancer diagnosis in people who do not have cancer. Then they lay claim to curing cancer that never existed in the first place. Is this true? I don't know. I don't know for sure, but it is, of course, an industry, and it is largely funded by government, so we can assume all levels of hinkiness. I thought this was kind of cool. If you don't want to give someone your number, then there are these numbers you can actually give that look legit. They're not like the 555 movie numbers. One, the first one is rejection hotline politely explains that whoever gave you this number turned you down. The next one responds with, I am Groot. The next one only plays the John Cena thing. It says, John Cena, I guess that's right. And the last one plays the Evangelion theme. I have no idea what that is, but it's kind of funny, right? As from Mars, yes, this is where all your concerns and worries are. This, like, incredibly pixelated thing. This is what Earth looks like from Mars. Isn't that wild? Finally bringing you home, bud. This is a plaque with Uno on it. And somebody says, damn, we need to play. This is literally my dead dog. Oh, burn. Oh, it was something about Tucker. I never got around to watching this. No Context Human says, me winning fake arguments in the shower. It's the guy from Monsters, Inc. And then it's like, the shampoo bottles, polite applause. When I was used to do more debates and so on, I would absolutely have arguments in... I don't really shower as much. I bathe more because my skin is very dry. So I put moisturizer in the bathtub so I don't have to grease myself up like a piece of deep-fried bacon. But yes, I absolutely have had those arguments incredibly vivid in the shower. So I thought this was kind of funny. So this is 1992. I mostly know this because of Barcelona. Cabaret and Freddie Mercury put a song together, Barcelona. So this is, it's not Freddie Mercury. Looks a little bit like it though, but although the legs should be skinnier. But this is the lighting of the torch from A Master Archer from 1992. So he lights this, pulls it back, like parenting. You launch your children into the world, pull it back, Master Archer. Boy, you wouldn't want to get this shot wrong, right? No replay. Boom. It goes up, lands, boom, there goes the fire. I just think that's kind of cool, like a little Dungeons & Dragons moment in the Olympics. Sheer force of water. So you get it, sheer force of water. So sheer force of water, look at this. So this is an analogy for thought for me. Maybe for you too, if I can convince you. This is an analogy for thought. So water just kind of slops around. It doesn't do that much as a whole. I mean, guess you say, well, it wears away stone over hundreds of thousands of years. But look, this cuts right through a lock, cuts right through a barrier. Why? Because it's concentrated. So if you concentrate, if you focus your mind, it goes from moonlight to laser, right? Instead of just this vague illumination of everything and nothing, you get something that really cuts through. So this is really wild, right? Look at this. Cuts right through a camera and my heart, because it's destruction of electronics. Right through concentration, right? Right through a phone. Or what is it doing here? Roy on the phone? Oh, yeah. It's cutting the phone. Yeah. Right through a conch shell. So, yeah, if you concentrate, there's almost nothing you can't do with your mind. Look how powerful this goes all the way through a bowling ball. Like all the way through a bowling ball. That is incredible, right? This is philosophy. Concentrates your mind. I don't know, what is this? Oh, it's cutting through a gun, right? Disarming, right? This is peaceful parenting, right? Disarm the parents. The concentration and solidity of your argument. So yeah, water kind of useless. That's just generalized scatter thought. Your brain just wandering all over the place. And there's nothing wrong with that from time to time, just as it's fine to, you know, watch a lake or a river, I guess. But, you know, when you concentrate, miracles can occur. And this is a great analogy for thought in my mind. This one is very cool. this is, let me just go in here and keep the sound off. So this is water when it's incredibly focused, right? And it cuts right through a lock here. And this is an analogy for thought for me. Cuts right through a lock. Look at that. Boom. And here it cuts right through a camera, right through, all the way through. Like it doesn't just diffuse. Like it's like a laser, right? And so what's interesting about this is an analogy for thought, right? This ribbons out the cell phone. This is an analogy for thought. Because when your mind is just wandering, and there's nothing wrong with that, you're just daydreaming, your mind is wandering, you're like water, just lapping around, not doing much. It goes all the way through a bowling ball. Look at that. Incredible. But when you concentrate, like the water is concentrated here, then you go from like a moonbeam to a laser. Instead of a vague illumination of everything, you get a focused concentration of things, right? This is peaceful parenting. You're disarming the weapon of the parents with the concentration of your thoughts. So when you concentrate, you are capable of just astonishing feats, and rather than just letting your mind wander. And again, letting your mind wander is great, like the way you can sometimes be enjoyable to watch a stream go by. But boy, concentration with water and with thought can cut through a whole bunch of stuff. All right. Red flags. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. So this woman is 33, looking for a long-term partner. About me. Legit looking for a husband and male role model for my three kids? They all have different dads? I'm twice divorced, temporarily have an OnlyFans. No, I don't want to make content with you. I'm blunt, forthcoming, and only available every other weekend for now. I regularly work out and get tattoos. Medicated for my alphabet of mental health shit, thank God. 5'7". It must be a 6-foot minimum to get on this ride. I'm here for a long time, not a good time. If all of that's cool, swipe. If not, for the love of God, swipe left. Yeah. I mean, it's all amazing, right? So the key thing here is work out, right? So she's not overweight, at least from the photo. It's relatively pretty. And you can be, you know, batshit crazy and have three kids by three different dads. But as long as you're not obese, then you can perhaps get a guy. So, yeah, this the state of, I mean, I'm so sorry for the people who are out there dating. I just did everything I could to make it not so bad, but whatever, right? Oh, God. Oh, God.
We got a pretzel and cheese.
It's too appalling.
I got the bag. Today is going to be a little different. I'm going to do what I eat in a day starting at 4 p.m. I got a pretzel and cheese. Mmm. Cheddar pepper I've never tried before. Ha. Really rich in cheddar. Mozzarella stick. Mozzarella stick with marinara. Corn dog with mustard.
Everything
is
deep fried.
I'm sharing all these things with my mom. Say hi, mom.
Hi.
She's there with her mom. You know who she's not there with?
Today's going to be a little different. I'm going to do what I eat in a day starting at...
Of course, she's not there with her father, right? So then she goes... What is it? She goes to the grocery store?
Sprouts.
I'm not sure it's a good off-the-shoulder look.
I got frozen yogurt tart, strawberries, mango boba, and... What's it called? Fruity Pebbles.
Fruity Pebbles? Is that cereal?
I got everything. Okay, I got tortillas tacos. Oh no, sorry. Velvet taco. And Panda Express.
What is
first,
that stuff?
A cream cheese rangoon.
Oh, a rangoon. Yeah, yeah, okay. I've had those. I like the cream cheese and shrimp rangoons on occasion.
That was absolutely delicious. Now...
Okay, I honestly can't watch this too much. It's too tragic. I will occasionally, like when I was younger, I would occasionally stress eat, you know, but I think just as a whole, I find eating in general, I wouldn't say it's annoying exactly, because there are some times when you get great meals, but it's just a little bit boring and repetitive. It's like putting gas in your car, you know, when you first get a car and it's your first car, it's like, cool, yeah, I'm gassing up the car. But, you know, at 56 years old, it's like, I don't know how many thousands of meals. It's like, well, I got to fuel up the old body. So, but yeah, this, you know, when she says, I've got everything. Well, of course, she probably doesn't have a boyfriend, probably not going to get a husband, probably not going to make it to 50. And it's just really tragic. It's really tragic. And of course, the mother is appalling in terms of, well, I assume that the mother is significantly overweight as well. But yeah, it's just, she just goes on and on and on. Just eating and eating and eating. And This is just from 4 p.m. onwards. Everything's fried. Everything's crazy, unhealthy, and it's just appalling. You know, this it is. Is it a bit more of a female thing to eat your feelings? It probably is, but it's very tragic. It's very tragic, and you know, of course, the environmentalists should be all over this, right? Because people who are obese are eating far more and consuming far more than they need to live. And therefore, it's horrible for the environment. But of course, the environmentalists don't complain about obese people. This woman is probably eating twice the calories or more than she needs, even in a fairly sedentary lifestyle. She's eating twice the calories or more that she needs. And the environmentalists, of course, should be all over this. Like all of the amount of energy that it takes to grow this food, to process this food, to transport this food, and so on. And then to flush away the waste, because she would have a lot of, I assume, waste products from her body. So environmentalists should be complete, but they don't, right? Of course they don't. Yes, this is sadly true. Banks, when the single mother overdraws her account by $3. Banks, when they do no risk management, need $50 billion from the government immediately to not blow up the economy. Yeah. I remember, gosh, when I worked up north, the bank lost one of my deposits and it demanded that I find the receipt and this, that, and the other, right? And I went to the bank. And very politely and very nicely, I was maybe 18 or so. I went to the bank very politely and very nicely, and I said, "You guys owe me $50." And they said, "Well, what do you mean we owe you $50?" I said, "Well, if I make a mistake, right? Like if I forget to include something which I deposit, if I oh no, this was before bank machines, I think, or maybe they would no, this was before bank machines, because I remember I was working in college radio when bank machines first came out, and I knew a guy who immediately found a way to scam them, which is why there's a 24-hour or sometimes longer hold on your deposits now. Well, not just him, but everybody. And I also remember that the prettiest girl around was dating him. I'm like, why wouldn't you use your looks to get a quality guy rather than some scam artist? But anyway, so I went to the teller and I said, "Yeah, the bank owes me $50 because when I make a mistake, like if I write a check that bounces, then you guys charge me like $35, and it doesn't take you that much time." Or I can't remember what it was at the time, but you charge me a lot, and you charge me fees and all of that. So you made a mistake, and so I'm charging you now. And I was there for a good half an hour when, I mean, I was adamant about this. Like, no, if you're going to charge me when I can make a mistake, I'm going to charge you when you make a mistake. Anyway, they ended up giving me, I think, a $25 credit, which is kind of what I wanted. I just started with the 50 to end up. But yeah, you've got to hold these places to account. I mean, yeah, so this is true. They're just, the banks are very aggressive. And then, yeah, we got to go and get money from the government. And what, SVB just declared bankruptcy this morning anyway, so. Oh, yeah, this is pretty wild. This is, I know this is a bit bottom feeding. I apologize for that, but, and this guy referred to himself as a 6 or 6.5 on a good day. I think he's higher than that. It's nice hair. But anyway, so this is women's failure to empathize with men. It's all kinds of tragic. Here we go.
If she's going out, it's a deal breaker for me.
Huge red flag. Same
that, for
me,
it's...
So this is if your girlfriend is going out to nightclubs and all.
I totally agree.
Why is that a deal breaker? Is it because it makes you insecure?
Yeah, look at that face of venomous contempt. Right. So listen, guys. Contempt is the biggest sign that the relationship is going to end and almost always will end badly. Look at that curled lip, those narrowed eyes. This is the face of contempt. This is the face of somebody who wants to bully and emasculate you. I'm not saying consciously, and I don't know this woman. I'm just saying this particular face. And so when the man tries to set boundaries and saying this is unacceptable behavior on the part of my long-term partner, then why is she so upset? Again, I don't know this woman. I'm just talking about this in theory. Because she likes the dopamine of male attention and men being attracted to her. And what happens with women who need this sort of conveyor belt of male attention is they get bored and restless in a long-term monogamous committed relationship because they're not getting that stimulus, right? They're male gaze junkies or male attraction junkies. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're sex junkies, although that can be part of it. And again, it's nothing about this woman in particular. It's just the mindset as a whole. But they are junkies for attention. And like people say attention whores, which I kind of get, but it's not accurate. I mean, attention junkies. And, you know, I say this, of course, with 5,000 podcasts. But nonetheless, just talking about this mindset. So you're interfering with her supply. Now, when you have an addict on your hands and you interfere with their supply, the term that sometimes is used is they become emotional terrorists. Like they just say or do anything to ensure the continuation of their supply. So, yes, this woman, and it's almost, you know, it's almost like portrait was invented, like landscape and portrait. Portrait was invented in order to show cleavage, right? And so what's it? The guy is shot. How's the guy shot? Yeah, he's close up, right? And then the woman has her foot, he's close up. And then the woman is, she is shot in order to show her cleavage as well. The camera is further back, right? So that's why portrait, I think, in a way, I'm being somewhat facetious. But yeah, so she immediately goes to, you're insecure if you don't approve of your long-term girlfriend going to nightclubs and bars all the time.
Why is that a deal breaker? Is it because it makes you insecure?
It has nothing to do with insecurity. It's just, this is a dream world hypothetical scenario. Girls really don't be hitting up guys like this. Would you be okay with your long-term monogamous partner going to a nightclub, bar, or party type environment where throughout the course of the night, he's going to get approached, flirted with, and sexually pursued by numerous attractive women, some of which are more attractive than you and could potentially be a better partner than you, and these women are buying him drinks, getting him drunk, and enthusiastically want to sleep with him that night and steal him away from you? You're going to tell me you'd be okay with that?
No. Not with that. Definitely not.
So you can see how this can be a little contradictory because none of you.
See, this is the fascinating thing, right?
No.
And look at this woman to the left, right? It's like, ew, no, absolutely not. And so this is the wild thing, is that now these are different women, to be fair, but they're not saying, oh gosh, now you put it that way. Yes, I can see why a man, and they're like, oh God, no, I wouldn't want my man out there with girls hitting on him and trying to steal him away. But, you know, this is, of course, what... So they flow from this moment to moment with no longer sense of contradiction. Two and two make five. Wait, no, 2 and 2 make 4. Oh, yeah, of course, 2 and 2 make 4. Like, no sense of contradiction with previous statements.
Definitely not.
So you can see how this can be a little contradictory, because none of you would be okay with it, right? But then you say guys should be okay with girls going out all the time.
We were receiving criticism for saying, like, it's a deal breaker if a girl's regularly going to clubs without us. That situation that he just described, that you guys wouldn't be okay with happening to your boyfriend, that happens to women all the time.
Think about it. Woman getting hit on.
Which is why we're saying we're not okay with our long-term partners putting themselves in situations like that.
Right. Again, this is, I sort of want to make this just as a bit of a larger context, right? Just a bit of a larger context, right? So these women, in the sort of full flush of youth and beauty, and these are attractive women, I get this, makeup and all of that, but these are attractive women, and men get angry at women like this. But here's the thing, guys, no one can handle power. Female youth and beauty is one of the most fundamental powers in the universe. And trust me, guys, if you were in her shoes, you wouldn't handle the power any better. If I were in her shoes, I wouldn't handle the power any better. Human beings cannot handle power. It's far too addictive. And youthful beauty used to be managed by consequences, right? In other words, she had to pick a man to marry while the men were all being snapped up. So she was, this youthful beauty phase was supposed to last 6 to 12 months max. 6 to 12 months. And then you get busy with the purpose of your beauty, which is pair bonding, having it, raising children, right? So, and women now, I mean, there's people like Elizabeth Hurley into their 50s, still look fantastic. We saw the Sandra Bullock thing earlier. So women now are milking this stuff into their 50s. And this is why a lot of women become less dateable over the course of late 20s, early 30s, 40s, obviously 50s, because they're strung out. They have had the dopamine of male attention for 20, 30, 40, 50 times longer than it was designed for. I mean, an orgasm is, I don't know what, 30 seconds. Imagine if you had an orgasm that lasted like 3 hours. And what would this do to your nervous system? What would it be like to just have a normal life? And let's say that you could have that twice a day, right? This was your job, orgasming, right? And let's say you did this then for 10 years. And then, like, can you imagine what kind of emotional state you would be in after you had 6 hours of orgasms every day for 10 years or 20 years, and then you just tried to adjust to just normal life? And so women and men, we can't handle power. And men, if you were in her shoes and you got that kind of attention, you wouldn't need to develop a whole lot of empathy. You wouldn't need to develop a whole lot of skills. You too could be arrogant and contemptuous and dismissive. That women are not like mysteriously different and corruptible than men. Men are generally corrupted by coercive power, and women are generally corrupted by sexual or romantic power. So, please have, these women are trapped in a system that is mostly designed to corrupt them. And getting mad at these women is like getting mad at, quote, lazy waiters in communist countries. They're not lazy. It's just the system is just set up with very perverse incentives. So have some sympathy, please. I'm begging you. Oh, yeah. I don't like this autoplay thing, but yeah, this is a woman. She's about to go scuba diving. She puts her head in the water. Oh, and she's backing out. Why? Because Mr. Snappy Goldfish is looking to take a chomp, right? And this is like a woman says, oh, I think I'm going to dip into my 30s. Oh, dear. My 30s are going to take a bite out of my vitality. All right. This was it yesterday? 3 years ago, COVID authoritarianism went into overdrive with the announcement of 15 days to slow the spread. Yeah. Yeah, I remember, just for the record, I never, ever supported government mandates, ever. All right, this is interesting. So these modern libraries, this was the old school libraries. Now, again, of course, they're not all like this, but I remember when I went to U of T, that's Trinity Hall, there was actually really nice areas in U of T. Modern libraries, oh God, they're just so bland and so banal. And they just, looking at this picture makes me sleepy. Like literally I can feel the eyelids fail and fall, the heaviness. A woman, when I hung out with this guy for the first time, we went out for a walk together and it was cold. I was shivering. He looks at me and says, sorry, I'd give you my sweater, but I wear a medium. Oh, that's a wake up burn. you had one job. Which was to assemble this porcelain tile correctly, and it did not work out. Japan fixed this road in 1 week. How long would your city take? Yeah, 1 week, they fixed the road. My car will ride smoother on the interstate, and honestly, I kind of love this look, and somebody writes, that's a smooth way to see God, right? Because the tires are completely bald. Crypto YouTubers and social media influencers sued for $1 billion in a class action lawsuit for promoting FTX. Very interesting. I mean, obviously, it's one reason why I've stayed away from ads and promotions and so on, that kind of stuff, right? I'm going to skip over this one. This one I just think is very neat. This is drones. This is some very, very skilled drone manipulation. They're playing volleyball with drones. Just fantastic. I find... Let me go back here. So this woman, it's a wedding. A little surprising. A little surprising. It's coming. Oh, what a woman with a nice figure will do to get attention. I have no idea of the backstory behind this. Coyote and a badger are seen traveling together at night, passing under a busy California highway. That's kind of neat. All right. Yes. Pregnancy is get out of jail. So this is a woman. Be a woman, rape a 13-year-old boy. Get pregnant. In my face when I destroyed the boy's life and robbed his childhood. My face when I don't have to face jail time because of pregnancy. I have child custody as a sexual offender, and women say they're treated harder than men. Mark my words, the moment he gets 18 years old, she wants him to pay alimony. So this is one of the great challenges of society, that women who sexually prey upon boys, or anyone for that matter, you get a human being who needs $200,000, right? Who needs full-time care for 18 years, and or at least largely full-time care, and $200,000. So it's just a fact. It's just a fact. Oh, yeah, you had one job, which was to build, and you left your shovel in the road. So Reddit is furious after someone suggests 18-year-olds should participate in society. Somebody says, just tell them from an early age that by around 18, you expect them to do one of several things. Get a job with some solid career track, go to college, join the military, or attend a trade school. If he fails to meet any of that criteria, tell him he will need to move out. Yeah. I think that's good parenting. That's good parenting. So you don't end up with this extended adolescence, right? All right. So this, again, people get mad at this stuff. Power corrupts everybody. Power corrupts everybody.
What do you bring to the table? Or are you the table?
Okay. I don't know. I mean, I never, thought, because, when I think of, traditional dating, I'm obviously just thinking of, what I expect from a guy. I'm not thinking of what I expect for myself in that.
What do you bring to the table?
Yeah, so when you're in, when you have the product that everyone wants, you don't really have to negotiate, and you don't have to learn the empathy of all of that, right? So some of this is interesting as well, right? So a man's age versus the age, sorry, this is kind of potato picture. A man's age versus the age of the women who look best to him, right? So all men going forward, right? All men going forward, 20, 21, 22 occasionally, right? So women, again, this is youth and fertility, right? A man's age versus the age of women who look best to him. Because, you know, men are often saying, well, women think that 80% of men are unattractive kind of thing. It's like, okay, so there are some distortions with regards to that. But yes, as a man gains resources, he wants to apply those resources to the production of the most children possible. So he's going to stay on the youth and beauty side. For women, a woman's age versus the age of the men who look best to her. As she ages, the men also age. So that's important. That's important. This idea that there are these 20-year-olds who want 40-year-olds, again, you might be the occasional, Richard Gere, Silver Fox guy who's a millionaire, but that's very much outside the norm. So, yeah, it's just important to recognize. Oh, when the architect of your house is your best friend, this is actually quite funny. Just cute and funny. Women were told they could do anything a man could do, so they decided to be workaholic drunks piping down dudes on the weekend. I've never heard this piping down dudes things before, but I assume it doesn't mean plumbing. Women are now binge drinking more than men for the first time in history. Yeah, the women and alcohol, the women and wine thing, this is like... Women, really? Anyway, so this is a thing that is just wild and vile. That just, got to have a bottle of wine. Oh, I had some wine last night. The wine mom, the drinking thing and all of that. Yeah, dudes, alcohol is a poison. Alcohol is toxin. And I say this as a guy, I'll have a light beer once a week, particularly in the summer if I've been out doing some work and it's really hot. And yes, I will have a light beer on occasion. So I'm not a teetotaler by any stretch of the imagination. But this, you got to get together. You got to socialize. Socializing involves drinking. You got to drink. You understand this is just marketing pushed by dudes so that you lower your inhibitions, right, and make terrible mistakes. So, yeah, it's just, I don't know, this women and drinking thing is just horrifying. So this one, I won't say it, of course. It has been brought to my attention recently that I have chosen a name for this account that can easily be misconstrued. Therapist Zach. I guess you can work with that one, right? Glass Octopus off the Phoenix Islands. Oh, lordy. Nature is wonderful in its horrors. Oh, yeah, some of this 2020's greatest tweets. We've been inside a one-bedroom apartment for 134 days. My kids got potentially exposed to COVID. There's no proper room to quarantine in the house, so I got creative and they're camping in the backyard. Is this brilliant or ridiculous? You know, people who don't have a lot going on in life, I would say it's drama. So the real drama should be pursuing virtue and opposing malevolence, right? So pursuing virtue, spreading truth and reason and virtue, and opposing malevolence. I'm telling you, I tell you this from like 40 years of experience, that will give you all the drama you need in this life. Now, if you're not doing any of that stuff, you just invent drama. And I think that some of this lockdown stuff is a way for some people to just feel like they were living through history and their lives were important and things were dramatic. So this one's pretty wild. This is cars on a ship. Of course, you know, salt and electricity, not exactly. Salt water and electricity, not the best combo. So after the water spilled in, the car batteries caught fire, and that was your... I'm sure there's a lot of women on that ship, though. All right. The banking system, yeah, this is kind of funny, right? So this is a guy doing one of these kind of Squid Game flips. He's obviously quite high up. I've been treetop trekking a bunch of times, and I took my daughter, of course, treetop trekking. So this one's pretty wild. This is obviously some Squid Games jumpy thing. If you've ever been treetop trekking, it's kind of similar to this, although this looks even higher. But I've done treetop trekking various places around the world. I took my daughter. I really, really think it's cool. It's a lot of fun. But yeah, this guy, look at this. Yeah, banking system, right? Ah! Oh, yes, the Fed caused the banking crisis. Surprise rate hikes devastated the balance sheets of hundreds of banks, not just Silicon Valley Bank, because all of them followed the same guidance and bought the same assets from the same vendor who devalued them in the same way at the same time. Their mistake, they thought buying long-term, long-dated treasuries and similar bonds from the U.S. government was the safest bet you could make, turned out to be the riskiest. So for 40 years, interest rates were basically a one-way bet. They just went down and down and down. The reason was that there was no inflation, so central banks kept lowering interest rates and more in order to fight each recession, and then having little reason to raise them once the economy recovered. But then in 2021, inflation reappeared after a decades-long absence and interest rates stopped looking like a one-way bet. So you can see all of this surprise. But by that time, banks had bought a ton of long-dated treasury bonds and other long-dated government bonds. This made them vulnerable to a rise in interest rates. So, yeah, I mean, those of us who are around in the 80s when sometimes mortgages were 15, 17, 18%, it was pretty wild. I had a friend who got caught up in that, and it was just monstrous. But yeah, this is what's, you know, the monster. Like, oh my God, the interest interest rates have gone back up. And of course, interest rates, inflation, interest rates need to cover the cost of inflation, and it is it's horrendous. This is, of course, people who simply, like, after hundreds of years of direct economic theory, including 100+ years of direct economic arguments from the Austrian school that inflation actually refers to an increase in the money supply, that the price increases in sort of 18-month follow-up to that. But after the massive amount of money printing that occurred under COVID, nobody expected any inflation. I don't know what these people do for a living. I don't know what they do for a living. I do not understand it. Anyway, all right. Look at this. This is me focusing on philosophy, baby. Stabilizing its head to stay focused on its prey as it hovers in gusting wind. Isn't that cool? IQ scores of the U.S. have fallen for the first time in decades, study suggests. I simply put this up for confirmation of stuff we've talked about before. Every generation in history thought their childhood was better than the childhood of the generation after them, and they were all wrong. Until now. Now you can say it, and you're absolutely right. Teens who met up with their friends almost every day. After 2010, it went through the floor. And I was, of course, I met up with my friends almost every day when I was a kid. For, like, from childhood, like early childhood onwards, I was allowed to roam the neighborhood from the age of 4 or 5. I was allowed to roam the city from the age of 5 onwards on buses. And I just would go out and there'd be tons of kids around and we'd all just play. I've got a whole scene in my novel almost about this kind of play. And now it's just cratered. Now, is this, I don't know, demographics? Is this social media? Is this whatever, right? But yeah, it's just, it's really cratered. I think this is kind of cool that the fish is, normally it's the birds going for the fish, but the fish can actually grab. You know, the fact that nature eats all of this stuff, it's just pretty wild. Oh yeah, this this is just a reminder. Like, please, people, please, whatever you do, just please keep track of what you're doing and don't try and do other stuff while you're driving. Seatbelt off. I want to go take a look all the way. No, don't do it. Don't do it. It's because he leaned back and he pulled on the wheel, I think, right? And suddenly he's in space. Yeah, just, and then he ended up upside down. So yes, just, he's on a completely empty road. If you need to get something from the back, please pull over, be safe. It's not worth it. Not worth it. All right. So yeah, just this, my, right? Yeah, Yellen expects no new financial crisis in our lifetimes. So this is just a basic thing, right? So people get kind of confused about financial advisors, and I'm not going to name anyone in particular or any man or woman or alien in particular, but so for the most part, like these really public financial advisors, so people who are giving you stuff like buy this, sell that. My view, nothing I can prove, but my view is that, you know, if they say, oh, now's the time to sell your Bitcoin, it's not because they think the value of Bitcoin is going down. It's because their friends want to buy Bitcoin. When they say, oh, you've got to invest in this company, said company later goes bankrupt, it's because their friends want to sell shares of that company. Right, so they're not serving the consumer, they're serving their friends, and they're doing the opposite of what's valuable because that's what their friends want to do. So that's just my particular theory about it. Why did medieval monks sport such strange haircuts? Interesting question. Let me know what you think. I think it's a combo of mirroring the rose, crown of thorns, and also some guy was balding and made it a standard. If you administer testosterone, it makes men feel less anxious and less submissive in social situations. So testosterone levels crashing in the modern Western world is not a bug. It is a feature. This is cool. Happy Pi Day. I guess it's on the 14th of March. 3.14. And if you put it in the mirror, you get pi. I just think that's very cool. Fish eating berries. I didn't even know that fish ate berries, but they do. Maybe it's some of the women in the other videos, too. All right. Let's do one more. So this is interesting.
Guys,
this
as you can see, it pretty much looks like... What's up, guys? We're back with another amazing transformation. This is Patrick. He's 25 years old, and we're about to get him ready for his wedding day. Him and his fiance came in wanting some bomb wedding photos, and we knew we could help. Plus, he was just tired of suffering from his hair loss in general. And guys, as you can see, he pretty much looks like Clark Kent. This was like one of my favorite transformations. I had to share it with you all. Let us know what you think of his new look.
Yeah, so it's a... I don't know what to say. Like, I was not quite as bald as this guy at 25, but that's... That is a big transformation. And it wasn't cheating. I mean, okay, the glasses and all of that, and it's not quite the right angle, but, and he's got a bit of a simp smile there, but, you know, just like it or not, some guys, it all just works better with hair. He has a fairly unremarkable face, but the hair just does a lot for it. And, yeah, I'm sorry for the guys who are balding. Balding doesn't have to be necessarily a bad look, and some people like The Rock and all of that, but, yeah. I mean, the hair doesn't look particularly realistic. Still better than Sean Connery in James Bond movies. But yeah, it's just some guys, the hair just works really well for them. And this would be one of the guys. So the first word that pops into your head while looking at this, FDA. Like, I mean, oh, that's a phrase, maybe Fauci. I mean, Fauci's been in charge of American health in many ways for 40 years, and American health has cratered over 40 years. So Yeah, stay away from the stuff in boxes. Stay away from the stuff with polysyllabic ingredients. Just try and eat as natural as possible. Okay, a 300-foot train is traveling 300 feet per minute, must travel through 300-foot-long tunnel. How long will it take the train to travel through the tunnel? Because you've got to take into account the length of the train, so it's 2 minutes. I actually did get this one. I'm not super good at this stuff, but I got this one. Okay, this last, maybe one of the last ones. Look at this. Just look at this. This crash, right? Or non-crash. Boom, 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 straight through. I don't know what's going on there, but this is truly threading the needle. Excel was invented in 1985. People before 1985, just happy out in the sunshine and all of that. Oh, my gosh. The world's oldest company, Kongo Gumi, was founded in 578 AD. I had no idea. Isn't that wild? This is like the last guy with more luck. Look at this car. Over and keep driving. Pretty wild. I left my husband because the sex was boring. Now I'm having the same problem with my new partner. Yeah. Huge sex drive, feel I'm making all the effort. Yeah, so a huge sex drive is usually cover up for early trauma, particularly sexual trauma as a child. Again, don't know this woman, that's just a general theory. So, yes, this dopamine, right? Yeah, this is the odds. This is a guy, he's trying to catch a fish. Just a fish, trying to get the fish scooped up, and then he goes, and boom. That's how to fish, baby. Easy. A blue heron uses its wings as an umbrella. It creates shade, which attracts fish, and then it catches the fish. Isn't that neat? It's like me looking at a tablet on a sunny day, except without the wings. Always remember your pets when you're doing fireworks. Seems to be quite important. Even if your fireworks do end up turning out like that. Yeah, so remember your pets. By the way, 1 million new Bitcoin addresses were generated last weekend. This one's really wild. I think it's true. It seems true. I can't verify it, of course. When human beings lose weight, fat is eliminated and leaves the body, but not through the channels you probably think. Believe it or not, 80% of the fat is exhaled through the lungs as carbon dioxide. Is that right? You basically breathe and fart your fat. I just think that. So basically we have balloons deflating. I think that's very funny. Putting Neapolitan ice cream into cartons? Yes. When the supply chain has its problems, well. CTV News. 2/3 of younger women in Ontario, Canada, of course, are living with a mental health condition, survey suggests. 2/3 of younger women. The crazification of young women, again, it's a feature, not a bug. Olms are cave-dwelling salamanders that can go for 10 years without food and potentially live for 100 years. Wild. That's some serious decade-long intermittent fasting. Massive saltwater crocodile casually swimming by a scuba diver. Look at the size. I mean, literally, this is Jurassic Park. A saltwater crocodile, just dum-de-dum-de-dum. And they are just beasts and a half, aren't they? Amazing. I poop myself. This is wild, right? So this is a mountain goat attacked by an eagle. And, you know, as a mammal, I'm sort of keen on the mountain goat. Birds are cool, but they're not mammals. And this is life, right? Tell me this person is going to have gossip in his life if he's dealing with this kind of excitement. And he just, like, hurls himself off a cliff, willing to accept injury rather than, like... And the other goat, I guess, is trying to help. And man, that bird is got some has got some serious tenacity. Tenacious B, the bad band bird. And look, even onto the rocks. Oh boy, that's just ugly. And you know, you just got to keep fighting. You just got to keep fighting. Never give in. Keep fighting, and they make it. Now, of course, who knows if he dies of infection or injury, but... Yes, by the way, this prank absolutely does go too far. Look. I mean, I can't believe it's a real thing, but this got a permanent phobia of elevators. All right, so I will stop here. Maybe I'll do this one next time. But yeah, let me know what you think. Hope you guys are having a great day. Social media review part 2, number 2. We are out.